Father God, I do thank you so much for this evening. I thank you for the reason that we've gathered here, Lord, and that is to celebrate the arrival of your Son, His Majesty, our King. And Father God, I just pray that that tonight would be a night that glorifies you, that glorifies His coming, and that Father, as we celebrate Christmas over the next 2 days here, Lord, that Father that we would realize what it really is all about, and that Father God, that it's that you love us so much that you would send your one and only Son to die for us. And that, Father, that's where this begins, right here, right now. We do thank you so much. We thank you for everyone here that has come out. And Father, we do pray that that tonight would be a night that would, or that would just lift them up. I pray that in your Son's name. Amen. So for the past couple months, if you haven't been with us, we've been doing a thing called The Story of God. And it's all been planned out so that tonight's story would happen tonight. This is where we've all been pointing towards. All of the stories are coming to this moment. I'm very, very excited right now because my favorite part of this whole entire process is the story that we'll be reading tonight, as well as the story that we'll be reading this Sunday morning. So I want to take the opportunity right here, right now, to invite you to come back on Sunday morning. Because the story that we'll be reading today is actually only a portion of this story. We're only going to be reading just the Christmas story. There's a little bit more to it, and we'll pick that up on Sunday morning. Again, just as we've done with the story, we've have the copies of this because we encourage you to do this at home, because there's not only the story, but there are questions that go with it that you can discuss. And in the back table there, you can see the previous weeks as well as this one here, which is on the green paper. And like I said, it's a little bit more than what we're going to be doing tonight, but I would invite you to pick one of those up on your way out. But for right now, the message that I'm going to deliver to you this evening is simply the story. I'm going to let it speak for itself. So 400 years had passed since God had spoken to his people. The Israelites, called Jews, had been under the control of other nations for hundreds of years. They were now ruled by the Romans, the most powerful empire that had ever existed. The Jews were still waiting and hoping for a king who would come to save them and lead them into victory. And finally, God sent an angel to a young woman named Mary in the town of Nazareth. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Now, the angel named Gabriel, he appeared to her and said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has chosen to bless you. You will become pregnant and you will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus," which means God saves. "He will become a king whose kingdom will never end." And Mary asked the angel, but how can I have a baby? I'm still a virgin." And the angel replied, "This will happen supernaturally by God's Spirit. So this baby will be called God's Son. And remember, nothing is impossible with God." And Mary said, "I am God's servant. May everything you have said come true." And after that, Mary sang to God, thanking him for choosing to bless her. And just as the angel had said, Mary had become pregnant. Now, when Joseph found out that Mary was expecting a child, he decided to break off their engagement quietly. The law would have permitted him to even have her killed if she had had an affair. But one night Joseph had a dream, and an angel appeared to him and said, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child in her is from God, and you are to give him the name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins." So Joseph took Mary as his wife, but he did not sleep with her until the baby was born. Now, months later, as Joseph and Mary were traveling to Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to give birth. Now, no rooms were available for them at the local inn, so they found an animal stable, and that is where their baby was to be born. They named the boy Jesus, meaning one who saves, just as the angel had told them. Mary wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a feed trough. That night, a group of shepherds were out in the field taking care of their sheep when an angel suddenly appeared and frightened them. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing good news for everyone. The one who will save you, the Messiah, has been born tonight in Bethlehem. You will know it's him when you find a baby in a stable wrapped in strips of cloth." And the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem as fast as we can to see the miracle God has told us about." And when the shepherds ran into town, they found Joseph, Mary, and the baby in the stable, just as the angel had said. And after this, they went and told everyone that they had heard what they had heard and seen, and the people were truly amazed. And we're going to stop the story right there. And like I said, we'll pick it up on Sunday morning. So I'd invite you to come back to hear the rest of the story. And what we're going to do now to just to kind of celebrate this, because it's not just about a baby. It's not just about a baby being born in a manger. It's about God coming to us. It's the incarnation of God become man. And that baby would grow up to be the man who would ultimately pay for our sins by his death on the cross. But not just his death on the cross, but as we'll see in the story a week from now, his resurrection as well. And so to honor that, to give God the glory tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to take communion. And like I said, we're going to take it just a little bit differently than perhaps you're used to. Maybe you're used to the small little bread and the small little cup. And there's a lot of people here. I'm quite amazed, to be honest, because I was told, oh, just a few people show up. And I think if a few more show up, we might be out of room. It'd be like the inn. But what we're going to do is I would like to have you guys make your way up the center aisle. If you can't make the journey, could you please tap your neighbor and say, could you get that for me? Because we would gladly help you out that way. And for those who are on the outside, I think probably the best thing to do would be to go ahead and go out that way and come back up through the middle. I know that might sound a little complicated. I feel like a director now. But come up, and what you're going to do is you're simply going to take a piece of the bread. You're going to come over to the juice. You're going to dip the bread in the juice. Try to avoid putting the hand in the juice. But dip the bread. And this, like I said, is a little bit different. And as soon as that's done, as you start to walk that way or that way, go ahead and take the communion. It's on your own as you do it, okay? So no instructions beyond that. Then as you do make your way, what we're going to be trying to do here is we're going to circle the auditorium, and we've got some candles that we want to make sure that everybody gets. So that means we'll be weaving all the way around. What we'll do though is after everybody has been through and the last people that are right here, we're going to sing some songs together, and we're going to ask those that are here to light their candle off of the candles here, and then spread that light as it goes around, okay, as we sing some songs, praise and glory to Christ our Lord. So why don't I go ahead now, and I'm going to pray, and then I'm just going to ask that people probably would just go ahead and start with the front rows and just start kind of working your way up, okay? So Father God, I do thank you so much again for this evening, Lord, that you've given us, and that, Father, this is an opportunity for us to celebrate the birth of your son, the gift that, Lord, quite frankly, none of us deserve, yet, Lord, you saw fit to give. And Father, I do thank you for that. And I thank you that it wasn't just that you gave us your son as a child, but Lord, that he would grow up to be the man, to be the sacrifice, ultimately, Lord, to be the lamb. And that, Father God, that tonight, just as we celebrate in communion, as well as in song, I just pray, Lord, that, Lord, we would remember truly what it is that he has done for us. Let's pray that in your son's name. Amen.